The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife and co-host, CFO, overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Our producer, Andy Lara. He's got a big doctor appointment he's got to go to after this.
We're just not letting him have an inch.
Yeah, he said, he said not to ask.
No, we're just
but he has to
the
get
worst.
A, he has to get a physical to be cleared for hockey.
Yes, that's it.
Sports clearance.
That's it. Sports clearance.
Sports clearance.
I have to go get my birth certificate too.
Cough, cough.
They still do that.
That was the thing. And guys, what was you, they? The doctor would put a finger in your thing.
Dude,
not no. I'm. This is like in your area down there, and you would go cough, cough. You would cough.
I know.
And what'd you guys do for yours?
This what?
What'd you do for yours? I don't know.
I already told you. You wrote a joke about it.
No, no. That's it, guys. I got a hot new 5 minutes on Pap smears. That is like, it's my, I don't know. It's my symphony. It's my, I don't know. I don't know any of the Beethoven. I like my Beethoven's fifth. I don't know any of the references to whatever the masterpiece
the
is supposed to be. It's my Mona Lisa. I know some art.
Yeah.
It's my Mona Lisa.
It's your Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's my Mona Lisa. It won't make me money in my lifetime. But I'm saying for the physicals, for when you were like a teenager to get cleared for sports.
When was your last period?
Is that what it was? Yeah.
That's like a very mean girl question.
And late bloomer, 16 male, and you're like, still waiting. You're like, I hope to have one day.
I know. No, I was, anyway. I'm not disclosing medical information on here.
Yeah, the algorithm is going to just mess up your privacy right now.
Domineering husband, boss, makes wife disclose.
Melissa Nickerson's never had a period.
Yeah. You have. And hopefully it's still happening. For a little bit longer. You know, premenopause, what's it called? Wrapping up.
Perimenopause.
Perimenopause.
Yeah. Did the Holderness family, I think they made their Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a perimenopause video.
Their Mona Lisa in that it's smaller than you expect. Sorry. It's another Mona Lisa reference. Yeah.
No, it's a very good video. Yeah. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Making fun of it. Yeah.
You've been thinking you might be. It might be kicking in,
well,
but I also think you're also, it's hard to know.
Yeah,
like, you know, sometimes you're like.
It's like 30s are hard.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's as you get like older.
You lived through a pandemic.
Yeah.
And you got teenagers and you got anxiety and
the hot flash is just constant embarrassment.
Yeah. No, I think as you get older, you're like, as you get older, you're like, do I have anxiety or am I just aware?
Yeah.
I just lived enough.
I've just lived enough.
And honestly, you've just experienced enough that, you know, you get a little, you're a little roughed up.
You're experienced enough to know that there's a good chance something bad is going to happen. Life does make you more anxious in that regard.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, you'll be like, ah, you know.
It's like, what's the worst that could happen? I'm just sending my 16-year-old son on a California freeway.
What can happen?
SoCal freeway.
What, do you think a global pandemic's going to happen?
Or someone's going to bring someone to school?
Yeah.
You know,
the stock
happened.
The stocks went a little down. The entire housing economy's not going to crash, right?
No. And, like, bread is now $7 at the grocery store.
Yes.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, bread is more expensive than it's crazy. Everything is expensive now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is expensive now.
Yep.
What's mm-hmm. cheap? What's like a good deal?
Owning chickens?
Owning chickens.
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal's still cheap. Oatmeal's still cheap.
So.
Meat at Costco. I think prices are good.
Dude, I don't go to Costco.
That is also the the cheapest dating app. It's called Meet at Costco.
So it's like
the warehouse of dating apps.
Hey,
samples.
I'm a larger guy, but I see you like to buy in bulk. How about we beat up for a hot dog? The one thing that hasn't been hit by inflation.
We just added chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, exactly. Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. Mel is in.
Okay.
Finally, Mel got back to Costco.
I can't with Costco.
Yeah.
I haven't gone in years. But our son has found out how cheap Costco is for the food.
I mean,
food court.
Yeah,
and we have one in our city.
I actually think you would do lunch dates with me at Costco more than you would want to go shop at Costco. But
eat cheese. You can't eat anything on that food court.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all cheese.
You shouldn't eat any of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I actually think they added an acai bowl at Costco.
The smoothie. They have an acai smoothie. They added smoothies.
Yeah, smoothies.
They got smoothies now.
That's from Arrested Development. We watched that last night.
They're having a fake wake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
George.
He's up in the attic. Yeah. And ice is making the smoothies.
Michael's trying to give like an ode or a eulogy, and then they're blending the smoothies.
Yeah, it's so good. It's a perfect show. So, yeah,
Yeah, I just can't. I mean, I know some things are more economic, and if you have a large family, it's a good idea. I cannot go in Costco. I can't park in Costco.
Right.
I cannot turn right into that parking lot.
Well, I mean, if you're shopping at Costco, you do not have anxiety. Right? Like if you're walking into a Costco, I'm like, you got a clean bill of mental health. Because whatever thing you might have is going to be triggered in there.
That's
starting in the parking lot.
Worst nightmare.
Truly, because if you have noise sensitivity, if you have claustrophobia, if you have anxiety,
running into you constantly.
If you just don't like being near people, you have to be a very certain type person that can even shop in Costco.
And then every corner that there's a sample, everyone stops their carts and it's like a match and a race, and I hate confrontation and and I hate it.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't go.
But you
would
go
with it. We don't have a lot of storage for bulk stuff.
Right.
So
well,
I just go to one store once a week.
Well, you also,
and that's it.
You would go if it were less crowded. The crowd is the issue.
The crowd is the problem.
Yeah.
And
it's the same problem you have with Disney.
Exactly. Just substitute the carts, the huge carts,
uh-huh.
for the strollers.
Yeah.
And that's Disney. Yeah.
Disneyland. I mean, Costco really is the Disneyland of grocery stores in that you're like, hey, some people love it. Like,
yes.
That is your thing,
yes.
And you were married to it. And you're
some
like, this is.
Spend $300 to $400 every week at Costco.
Yeah.
Religiously.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's Disney. That's one 100%. Day at Disney. 100%.
Yeah, and it's it's fine.
Yeah,
it's Costco is fine. I've been.
Fine.
I'll go again. We were getting my glasses there for a while.
It's a good place to get glasses when you don't have good insurance.
Yeah.
Or even if you have insurance.
There's a guy on TikTok that ate hot dogs there.
Saw that.
For a week.
We saw that too, yeah.
5 pounds.
Lost
4
5 pounds. Yeah.
Look at that.
Then he talked about his BMs, though.
Yeah.
Ooh. Talk about needing a doctor's appointment.
Hey, yo. I could actually like work at Costco before I could shop at Costco.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because I have a friend that works at Costco.
Yeah.
And she's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I think you're like, I'm okay with chaos if like I choose it.
Yeah. I looked at it during the pandemic when things.
Yeah.
You remember that?
That was our joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, well.
I don't remember.
Costco's open.
Yeah, I don't remember it being a joke. I 100% was like, I need employment. And then this girl milked everything you could out of the state of California. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Nicely done. Yeah. Guys, thanks for tuning into this podcast. A couple things. One, you got to get in this Facebook group, guys, the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Pictures and polls and comments. Just a good way to talk to people about what's going on this podcast. What's going on? You know, yeah. And so get on the Facebook group. Also, if you want to skip a level of commitment. I mean, to me, there's the Facebook group, and then there's like the people who are in a serious relationship. If we're just having a DTR with you guys as our backseaters. Like, if you listen to this, like, you're backseaters. You're big fans.
Yes.
Then there's the Facebook group, and then there's the Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon, we are in a long-term relationship with.
We're committed.
We're very committed. Uh-huh. We got the Patreon Zoom hang we did this last week. Good time.
Oh
good
my
turnout.
Gosh. Oh my
nice
gosh. Like,
turnout.
It was fun.
You get some meet and greets at shows. You get some discounts on merch. You get a free cameo. You get a lots
Christmas
of stuff.
Cards.
You get some Christmas cards.
Behind the scenes content.
Well, you get the pre footage of every episode where we're just sitting here yammering and then going, can't put that out for the masses to see. So check that out. Also, thanks for leaving reviews. You guys have been doing that. And I do have some dates to tell you guys about, because at the end of the day, as much as I love this podcast, that is not what pays our bills. And what does pay our bills is stand-up comedy. So,
that's
upcoming
right.
dates. This weekend, I'm going to be in Philly for 5 shows, January 25th through 27th. And after that is Portland. Then we go to D.C. Then a couple weeks off, then go to Grand Rapids. March, if you're in the state of Washington, buy tickets sooner than later. I'm only doing one show in Spokane, and that's almost sold out.
Mm-hmm.
We just added a 4th show in Seattle. You need to, that's going to be the last show. I told them, I was like, because what it is, guys.
No more shows.
No more shows ever. No. What it is, so we're doing the Crocodile, and the upstairs, they have a bigger venue, and you guys sold out 2 shows. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they only had the smaller room available for the night before, so we added one, and that sold out quick. And then, but it's like 100 seater, so these fill up pretty quick. So check that out. That's on March 9th. And then a little break, and then I go to Syracuse, and then we go to Rutherford, New Jersey, Fort Collins, Des Moines, Iowa, Naples, Florida, Tampa Bay, Dania Beach, San Diego, Rosemont, Chicago, Huntsville, Nashville. A couple more things in the work, but that's what we're working on right now.
All right.
Check it out, everybody. Check it out.
Do you have a review? Because I have one.
Oh, yeah. Hit me.
All right. I don't know who this is from,
ooh,
but it's someone from the Facebook group. I didn't screenshot that part. Being a hands-on parent makes you a less self-centered person. Dustin from the January 17th podcast.
Oh, yeah, I did say that.
So much validation and truth to this comment. This is the thought I have been trying to put into words for a while now. One thing I love about the podcast and the book and the shows is how often I leave feeling more validated. And okay, knowing others are on this journey in life together. And viewing life through a similar lens. Conversations about ADHD, ODD, anxiety have also been so encouraging and validating as one who not only has the diagnosis myself, but also has 3 kids.
Nice.
Thus, 4 out of 5 in our household.
Runs the family.
Neurodivergent. Thank you. Oh, we got an Andy plug. Thank you for always being willing to share, both to share, and Andy too, both the highs and the yucks of life, and allowing us to share this journey with you. Mm. It's nice.
It is very nice. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Andy Cam poll?
I did see it.
Yeah.
I did see it. I was wondering if you would weigh, towards the 2 people that said no.
Well,
we talked about it on the Patreon.
One of them was, Mark. And Mark said it was because you didn't respond to his DM.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
On Twitter. Because I was like, oh, you guys get along, and you do video production, and you love hockey. And he reached out, and you ghosted him.
Oh, Mark, I'm sorry. I don't know if it's ghosting if you don't see it.
Yeah, you know, Mark, Twitter DMs are tough. They sometimes are easy to
miss. Off Twitter now, though.
Oh.
So that might be,
That would be the main reason.
That could have been.
Yeah, I mean, I full on shut it down. Like, yeah. Deleted the account, so I don't know who sent that message to.
Threads, baby.
Threads.
I like Threads.
I'm big
on Threads.
I never got.
Well, why would you? Well, yeah. It integrates with Instagram now. You can see some threads while you're on there. So
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll move that way.
My coffee's cold. Could you?
No, I'm just kidding. Make some?
No. Speaking of cold, guys, I was Missouri'd Midwest so hard. Mm-hmm. You guys, if you've looked at the weather patterns this week, God is mad at America.
Clearly.
We are being judged. I don't know what sins we have to confess to or what animals we need to sacrifice, but God is mad at us. There is flooding. Mm-hmm. There is freezing. There is icing and snowing. And
yeah.
Oh, there. I, as a man who has read the Old Testament, Lord, I'm sorry for my nation.
The plagues are coming.
The plagues are coming. Check your gutter for frogs.
Yeah.
Various bees and locusts.
My sinks were running red.
Yes. Yeah. Put something over the door. I don't know what's happening, but we are being judged by the Lord himself. Mm-hmm. I will say there is always part of me that thinks that. Doesn't really rationally think that. But there is, because if you've read the Bible, that's so prominent.
Yeah.
You know, the old weather stuff.
God's judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I always think it's funny when it's like terrible weather everywhere and then it's nice in California. And you're like, well, that's where the least amount of people that believe in God is in that state. But we're being judged right now, too.
We are.
What do you guys crazy. Think we're being judged for? What is God mad at us for right now that he's sending these
avocado toast? Stop mashing up the avocados.
Yes. That's not how I meant that to be made. So Mel's theory is avocado toast.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think? Anyone?
Ooh.
Matcha lattes.
Yeah. Inflation overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be charging this much for this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Bezos making like $4 million a minute.
Could be Bezos.
2020 or whatever.
Could be a capitalist judgment. Maybe we like football too much. That could be one.
Yeah.
You know?
Too much Netflix.
Too much Netflix. You know, what he's mad about is the gay pride flag on the Bud Light. That's what he's mad about.
That's it. Gotta be it.
It's gotta be it.
It's gotta be it.
He's got a grudge against Disney.
There, you know.
Disney on ice.
Disney, who buried DeSantis.
That's it.
Yeah, that one. Anyways, we're off.
There it is.
I thought you would like that I said Disney on ice.
Oh, I didn't even catch that. Wow. Wowie, wow. Well done, Mel, up top. Ayo, nicely done. Anyways, it was very cold in the Midwest, and the Midwest has the way they, I don't know, it's lovely. It's so, I mean, it's like, it's so cold in the Midwest right now that they're acknowledging it's cold.
Yeah.
And that is not easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
That is the equivalent of like you sharing trauma to your therapist and your therapist being like, good Lord.
Surprised. Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get the Midwest shocked about weather? That's what it is right now. That they're like, oh my gosh, this even got us. This got our attention. It is, you know, it is biting cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like -8 where I was. But the shows were hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hot shows.
Toasty even.
Toasty. One of them, the room in KC got real hot. And I was like, it's going to be a 100-degree temperature swing when you go out there, which is probably not good for you. I don't think your body loves that.
Yeah.
But regardless, the shows were great in KC. five shows out there. Two of them sold out. All of them were great. Thank you guys for coming out. And St. Louis was a lot of fun, too. St. Louis is, the last time I was there was with Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so glad she wasn't on this one because it was so cold.
Yeah.
They had canceled schools. They canceled schools in the Midwest. Again, not easy. Here's the thing. I was telling Mel this. You know what kids these days will never appreciate the way that we did, mm-hmm. which is getting up.
I don't know if Andy probably doesn't.
Oh, yeah. You know, probably won't get this either.
Oh.
When you live in an area where there could be snow days, you would wake up early in the morning.
Yep.
And you would turn on the local news. And there would be a ticker. Rudder. At the bottom, and there would be, they would be telling you mm-hmm. the updates on what school districts were open and closed. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, it was.
You're just like, come on.
It was thrilling. On. It was.
Like gambling.
And you would, and so yeah, I would, and I would, so I would just be like, okay, so, well.
Kent.
The north, they're closed. Way up in, you know, Snohomish County, of course they're closed. That's where they get
all the
snow.
That's where the weather is.
Yeah. And then they'd be like, Tacoma school districts are closed. You're like, that's really close to where I live. Mm-hmm. And then they'd be like, Fedgeway school districts. And they'd be like, delayed 2 hours. And you'd be like, no! I still have to go!
Yeah.
In 2 hours!
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's worse. Mm-hmm. A delay to start? Oh.
Yeah, you're like...
Everyone comes in like,
Yeah. Everyone's so mad. You're like, why didn't you just let me stay home?
Yeah, because you get out at the same time, right? Or do you stay late?
You get out at the same time and you're already up.
It's just like easier for the buses.
Yeah.
But it's still.
Well, really what it meant is if it was so bad that school got canceled, that it was also most likely you were going to get to go play in the snow. Because mm-hmm. the Northwest, in some ways, kind of has the perfect relationship with snow, other than the hills and the ice that everything shuts down. But it happens a couple times a year, if that.
Yeah.
So when
you like 0 to 2.
So it's mm-hmm. it's still snow. Fun to play in. Like snow days were fun to mm-hmm. go out in. And I think in the Midwest or whatever, you're a certain point, you're like, yeah, it's just
January.
It's just January. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, and like it does get it gets like depressing. I don't know if I made this reference to you or
Midwest.
Not. Well, yeah. You know, whether it's like, I don't know, like
sure.
snow in December versus snow in January.
There's no magic. It's a January
right.
snow.
Yeah. It's like.
You got to get through it.
It's like someone who drinks a lot in their 20s versus someone who drinks a lot in their 50s. You're like, that is fun. This is just sad.
100%.
This is just depressing now. This was a good time.
This is just a problem now.
This was a party back in. This was so much fun. We were in this together. And now you're like, hey, man, I got to go to work. You're just holding me back. Anyways, there's our clip.
That's good.
I didn't know if you had heard that one or not.
Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah. Especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop, your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know, you all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important and so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have mm-hmm. different mm-hmm. levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This tech.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Oh.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give them some training wheels right. to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that make sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them. And the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly. And we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. Mm-hmm. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up? And how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for
off
the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right. I just had like the most random memory this weekend. And that was when we were in our 20s, we got stuck in Tacoma with snow. We tried to go home and we like slid into a ditch. And so then our friend who was from Spokane, which is a snowy area.
Washington, Mike. Love Mike.
He like got us home back to their house and we could spend the night. And so then we're like, let's sled. But we didn't have sleds.
This story is going a direction you don't anticipate.
We're 20-year-olds and we don't have sleds. And then we used like
boogie boards.
It was like a river or a lake board. So anyways,
that's not a thing.
No. It had a hard edge.
Yeah.
And you cut your head open.
Well, me and a friend were wrestling. I charged him and he threw it at my face and it cut it.
Then we get back to the house, because we're like, hey, help us get our car back to your house.
Yeah.
Two, we're going to spend the night. Three, please drive us to the ER. And we're like 20.
Yeah. And I hadn't seen it. And I was like, I think I'm bleeding. I don't really know because it was right here. It was like this cut on my head.
Yeah.
And then I'll never forget his face where I was like, how's it look? And he was like, he's like, why don't you get in the car, buddy? We gotta go stitch that up.
Thankfully, he was a great snow driver and a little bit older and wiser, and he parented us.
Shout out, Mike. Thank you so much. Big Mike Baden really coming through for us there. I also like, I don't know, our kids like really, I think, like the idea of snow. And don't get me wrong, snow was like magical, but snow is magical for like 36 hours max. And then it is gross and it is a pain.
Yeah, it's brown. Yeah.
It's black when you're in the cities and stuff. And it's just, awful. But shout out to snow plowers and people going out. Because that is one of the nice things. I was in Missouri and I was like, you guys have got this covered. You guys know. Also, it's flat everywhere, which is great. But
well, it's just like, if you don't get that weather very often, like Seattle, like once or twice a year, you just don't have the infrastructure and like the tools. It's the same.
You don't got the plows. Yeah.
Same in SoCal.
Yeah. And also,
you don't have rain gear.
Well, yeah. And also, the hills, man. Hills and ice. Bad combo. Seattle is a city of all hills. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyways, but our kids got the closest they'll ever know of it today that our kids' school got canceled due to flooding. And I use that term extremely loosely, but there was some flooding.
Yeah. And so you got delayed. You couldn't get
winter touring, man. This is just
Missouri.
Yeah.
And so you canceled flights and moving flights and you got a direct. So you ended up getting home at like 7:30.
Yeah. I got home 10 hours later than I wanted. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was supposed to land at 9. Mm-hmm. I landed at 7 p.m. instead.
So then I'm just like working at Monday morning at like 9:30. Mm-hmm. And Andy and I and the rest of San Diego get an alert for flash floods.
Mm-hmm.
And then we proceed to have flash floods.
Yes.
And so then by 12:30, like our son gets out of school at 1. It's supposed to rain again. And he's a new driver. And one of our main streets was flooded and closed. So I just like called an audible and I just like picked up all the kids.
Yeah.
And had my son drive home.
Our kids' streets are kind of down they're downhill.
Yeah.
Like our kids' schools, they're
we're uphill and the schools are all downhill.
They're actually they're in a full on valley. It's hills on both sides. So that's the street that always gets flooded when it floods. And it does flood a lot, honestly. Like every year there's a but this one was like the fifth rainiest day in San Diego. I think we saw.
It was super bad. And so we just had another weekend day. But I just everyone was kind of freaked out and like they looked like drowned rats because they were soaked. And
well, also we have a daughter with anxiety and like all the alarms go off, all the like amber alerts go off, and she's like, my dad's trying to get home, and my mom has to go get him, and what's gonna happen?
And how are the pets doing? You know, the bunny and the cats. The cats were so smart. They sat on the couch all morning.
They know.
Did not budge. They planted, and they were like, you idiots.
Yeah, smart. Why do you guys keep leaving? How are your animals?
Sit on this couch.
Oh, two of the bunnies died.
Yeah.
Are
yeah.
you serious?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, no.
They got a little sick. Something weird happened. Yeah.
No, I meant with the flood, not just overall.
Well, one is good. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
They're fine. They're okay. Yeah. I just cover them with the tarp, and, you know, that's okay. I didn't have too much flooding in where the animals are in our backyard.
Everyone's got a bunny story, man.
Yep.
You better be careful asking people about their bunnies. Everyone's got a bunny story.
You asked me what happened this weekend. That's what happened last week.
Okay.
So I totally forgot about that.
So how about your bunnies,
man? Yeah, that's okay. It's all right. It's so common now.
Because you got so many animals?
Yeah, just because of like...
Circle of life.
It feels like we've really just been like, oh, circle of life. Yeah. But...
We have not had a pet die yet, and but I feel we're on the eve.
Yeah.
We got a bunny, so get ready.
How long do they live?
We also talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Because Fritter is like 18.
Yeah.
We have an indoor-outdoor cat that's 18.
Yeah, I know. Our boxer's pushing 14 this year, so I mean we're kind of like doing a lot of mental prep.
Yeah.
For that. So yeah. Yeah.
Stuff.
Guys, this is not where I wanted to take this podcast.
Okay,
sure. It's fine.
What about your backyard hill? How was that with the. Because Oceanside got hit really
hard. Yeah, Oceanside did get hit pretty hard because they closed the 78. It's because, like, all this. Where last year there was a sinkhole that then shut down the freeway for like a month.
Yeah.
That same area completely flooded 5 feet underwater. So they had to shut down the 78 all day yesterday. Fortunately, it reopened this morning, but there was a stand-up paddler out there.
Yeah, I saw that. That's so funny. Yeah. So good.
The cops were even saying, like, we're not going to arrest you, but, like, you got to get out of there, man.
Hilarious.
You hear the bullhorn. They're just like,
just don't.
They're just like, come on. It's so dangerous. Get out of there.
And he's like, no, man. Chill, bruh. I got this.
Oh, come on.
Bruh. I don't think that should be a crime.
I think that's why they just thought they're like, we get it.
This is my same theory on jaywalk.
People do canoe like in OB there. Yeah. Some people canoeing. Yeah.
San Diegans, man.
Take your own. You're not. This is my same theory on jaywalking, and it's my same theory on seatbelts. I don't think it should be a law because you only are going to hurt yourself.
I saw so many jaywalkers last night at the airport.
Yeah.
It's raining, it's dark, and everyone was in the road.
And it should just be...
Could you just move?
Yeah, and if you hit them...
With your suitcase?
You're not at fault at all. That's what I mean. Like, I don't want to kill somebody. I have no desire.
But that's the danger, because then you got to swerve, and then that you put...
Nope, I don't got to swerve. I'll just hit them.
It's behind you...
I can. There's an argument.
It wasn't illegal. I just hit him.
There is. That's what I'm saying. That there's an argument for jaywalking because you're like, I don't want to hit a person with my car, you know.
You're
and
in
if it's
my lane,
if it's legal, that's what I'm saying. I think jaywalking, if it were, people would hit you if it were allowed.
Yeah, I think they know that, and that's what they're banking on.
They know that you're going to stop.
You're conscious.
If you do 3 months of because I'm on the road, we're all on the roads. We all know there's people that won't stop. They'll just be like, I'll just hit you with my car. I think jaywalking would clean up a little.
I just think they've taken it too far.
Not me. I love jaywalking. I'm a good jaywalker,
though. Jaywalk.
I've never inconvenienced anybody. I know how to jaywalk.
You know that...
There's no risk when I do it.
You know that far lane at the airport? The, like, I'm leaving the terminal lane?
Yes. Are you asking me if I know about airport
That's culture where people were jaywalking.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, come out of the median, and you're like, why are you here?
Yeah. It was particularly. Oh,
it
I
was
didn't
really bad last night.
I was going to tell
which
you,
which I guess makes sense.
Yeah.
Given all the weather delays. And
speaking of airports, I had this. I wanted to ask
emergency.
You your thoughts on this. So, I was in as I was leaving, like people were delayed and then they were hustled. It was a lot.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and I saw a mom. Okay, so we get through security.
All right.
And it's a mom and a dad and two twin daughters who can walk ish. They're like maybe 3 or 4.
Okay.
Little walkers.
Little ones.
Little walkers.
Yeah.
And they each have a roller bag, the little girls.
Oh gosh.
So they get through security and they know they're boarding. Like it's tight. Mm-hmm. So Dad sprints ahead. So I know
Dad's gonna be like, the daughters and my wife are coming.
That's exactly it, right? So Dad is full sprint ahead. I'm gonna go tell them they're coming. And that's good logic, actually. I respect that. Like, because if there's a person there, there's a little more, especially if you're like, dude, it's my wife and our kids. They're just gonna be a minute. So this poor mom. This poor mom who has bag over her shoulder, all right, and a roller bag herself, a bit like she's got her carry on, which I'm like, why did Dad not carry?
Why did
like,
you guys? Oh, yeah,
but anyways,
okay.
And she's trying
to run as fast,
and she's trying to get these two little twin girls to run. Now, as is often the case, one will run. Yeah.
Twin A.
But twin B is like, why do we have to run? Is there a different flight? And mom is just like pleading, like, please, honey, please, just, we have to run. We have to catch this flight.
Movies and snacks, go.
She's like, please, honey. And this twin is... And mom is jogging. Mom will jog ahead.
And then like
and then have to jog back to get and then to bring mom back up. And so I'm watching this and I'm like, my instinct is like, can I help? Because she's got the bags, you know?
Yeah.
And then it clicks with mom that the issue that with the twin B, so it's twin B, is the bag.
Yeah.
The twin B is like, furious that it has to carry anything. Mm-hmm. And so twin B.
So mom, she gives it to twin A.
Yeah. So she gives. That's exactly it. So twin A.
She's killing it.
Gets the bag. And. And now looks at Twin B and is like, I got your bag.
I'm doubly better than you.
Yeah. And so, they're like trying to get there as fast as they can, right, to get to this gate. And Twin B now is mad at Twin A, but it's turned into a race. And mom's thrilled because now they are running. But it's because Twin A, which by the way, Twin A with two bags still annihilates Twin B. And I'm watching this whole thing, and they end up being at the gate next to me. And we arrive at the same time, despite the fact that I'm doing the most leisurely stroll. Through an airport, watching this, kind of on my phone, kind of playing Pokemon Go, like a single human being on just, they're moving as chill as they can is the fastest that a parent can move with their two kids in an airport. It was so funny.
Same pace.
And they made it. And Mel, this is going to be my favorite part. So they get there, and you're not going to believe this, but it is true. They get there so much earlier that Dad has bought a Coke. But as far as I could tell, just one Coke. And he gets there, and mom is all mad and flustered,
sweaty,
and sipping on a Coke. And she goes, do you want a sip? And she gives him this glare. Like, you get on that plane, and I'm going home. Incredible. I feel it's a... But I don't know what... I mean, we never had twins, but we did move slowly in an airport. And I'll tell you, man, moving in an airport was too... Slow children, which, by the way, I bring this up because we did get an email right here. This is from a parent. This is from Kim. Kim's emailed us before, but she wanted our thoughts on this.
Okay.
She said, hi, Dustin and Melissa. I need some advice. I've emailed you before about advice on birthday parties for my 5 kids. Remember them?
Yes.
4 of them who have birthdays in November, December. We're moving from Wichita to Orlando. All due respect to Wichita. What an upgrade. I mean, weather-wise, that's a huge upgrade.
Big, that's true.
And they'll be flying. We have a 5-year-old, twin 4-year-olds, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
Five under five.
Ooh. We have bought them Amazon tablets, but beside that, I need tips on traveling with small children. Have you used a baby backpack carrier that you really liked? Should all the kids have their own bag to carry on, or is that too stressful? Melatonin for kids to keep them to sleep on an airplane. Thanks, you guys. Love the show.
Okay. Well,
we never had 5 under 5.
We're not the best because we were
Andy can speak into this.
We were big car travelers when the kids were under 5.
Yeah, we flew once that I remember with our 2 young kids and then never again. Then we were like, it's easier to drive 25 hours, which it is not.
It's not,
but
yeah. We also didn't travel that much.
One tip, if you can handle it, is that if they're still in car seats, as some of them would be, is you can bring your car seats on the plane.
Yeah.
So that actual strapping them into that amount of comfort and safety for our kids was actually a big win.
Yeah.
Like, instead of belts for a 3-year-old is insane.
Yeah.
Like, and who doesn't want to carry a car seat around the airport?
Right. That's obviously what you got to do though. Right. So, but you could buy the backpacks that you could throw the car seats in and you can carry it on your back. And
one
so that
time,
was. Really
we
helpful.
Actually just used the car seat straps as a backpack.
Yep.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Yeah.
We were that
clever.
Cool. Throw a car seat on your back.
I'm sure the technology is improved on this, by the way. I'm sure there's
tons of Amazon little trinkets and things you can do to attach
the
car seat.
There's nanotech now. You can just hit a button and
do you see
I love that. A little Back to the Future. Little mini.
Now we're talking.
Sometimes you see the kids
Ant-Man style.
Ant-Man style.
Throw this and it blows up to a regular size one. Sorry, go ahead.
Just it's a backpack that becomes a car seat.
It's brilliant.
Sometimes you see the kids like getting pushed in the car seats.
Mm-hmm.
That still seems hard though with 5.
I think
maybe you give the kids like a tiny backpack, like with their tablet and some snacks. I'm thinking it's just like a 3-hour flight, right?
But then once you hit security, they all have tech in their bags.
Yeah.
You got to take all that out.
Yeah.
So that's
smart. So you need a backpack.
You got to carry all the tech in one bag.
Yeah.
That way, and then you know what I do is I don't take it out.
I minimize bags.
I'm like,
personally.
Oops, I left it all in there.
Yeah.
And then they can just see it. And usually.
Yeah. I would bring, I mean, good Lord, you need a diaper bag. You need a diaper
just
wheelbarrow.
Pair of pants for everyone.
Yeah. I would check everything you can. I would only bring essentials, which are going to be diaper bags, whatever you parents need, and then tech. That's all I would bring.
And headphones,
which I put in tech category.
No, but I think headphones are like the game changer.
Well, you have to have them, yeah.
For children.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess because they're quiet, right? Noise.
My guess is that there is not a direct from Wichita to Orlando. There might be. I don't know. I don't know Wichita that well.
I would definitely say go early.
There's no
reason to do a night flight.
No, because the airports are like malls. They're kind of fun for kids. Like
they get excited.
They get excited. Mm-hmm. You get through security. Just get there. I would get there as early as you can, and I would fly Southwest. Because it is the most friendly airline.
Yeah, it's a very family-friendly.
And it's a very family airline, and you get the least judgmental people. You're most likely to, I mean, there's probably people will hold your baby.
Delta is like business.
Delta is serious people.
Snobby.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on families that bring like little snacks or packages for the neighbors because of like, hey, I got a ton of kids.
I'm going to
treat you guys.
I think if someone, I mean, I've gone on a lot of public rants about this. Like, if you are upset about my crying baby at this point, I'm like, I'm glad you're upset. You're a bad person. I don't have to bring you snacks so that you can tolerate human existence.
I mean, they literally have to pack snacks for their children and then everyone else on the airplane. Like,
you know what happens on planes? You already get snacks. Someone already brings you a snack.
Earplugs.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you have to be introduced to what it's like to be a part of a family for a few hours.
The circle of life.
The longest flight that you can be on in the continental US is 6 hours. That's the longest that you can do. It's New York to LA or whatever, or Washington to Orlando, whatever it may be. It's gonna be about 6 hours. I've done 20 of these things.
Yeah.
It's fine. Well, that baby's going to cry for a while. It's not going to cry the whole 6 hours.
No.
Worst case scenario, it's going to cry a couple hours. Put your headphones on, eat your snack, get a drink, get over it, man. It's not that bad.
Well, I don't think you should expect to have 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep on a plane.
Yes.
That's an unhealthy expectation.
Yes.
So, I mean, I've fallen asleep on planes and woken up to babies crying.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, that's too bad. But also, I'm on a plane.
It's not like it was some great sleep anyways.
Yeah.
For every hour you sleep on a plane, you got 8 minutes of real sleep, you know?
Totally. And I remember when I flew to London, there was just some kids just talking.
Yeah.
Just two kids having a convo.
Great.
Like, all night. Yeah. And that's fine.
Yesterday, I was on a flight. I was on a Southwest flight, and I was in an aisle seat. And then next to me were these two ladies who had just met and became best friends. They were like older. They were cackling loud. They were so talkative, annoyingly so. But like, I was like, you guys found some happiness in the world. Yeah. I'm all for it.
I used to talk on planes all the time.
Extra element to this, though. Her other aisle seat right here, her husband was the middle seat next to me. Because they were a different boarding group, so they got separated, and so he got in, and he was like, oh, will we switch? I'll be in the middle seat next to you. Mm-hmm. And the wife goes, no, I made a new friend. So she set him next to me.
So you guys were supposed to be friends.
Yeah, and we were not at all. No, it's fine. He just judged me as I watched Venom on my plane and DM'd people about my Portland shows.
Nice.
Anyways. You have a stranger danger, by the way.
That's going to be a tough flight. Flights, but best of luck, Kim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get there early.
Bunch of snacks.
Take your time. Yeah. Bunch of snacks.
Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of plastic bags.
Yeah. I don't.
For liquids.
I don't know about the melatonin and stuff, though. I don't know.
Don't do anything that you don't usually do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? Don't switch it up.
I'm sorry. Well, yeah, mixing substances in there if you've never done it.
I still think your goal, whenever I travel, I still think the goal is to get them to sleep that night when we get to the hotel or to the house or wherever we're going. And so, I wouldn't get them out of normal sync patterns.
Try to keep the routine.
Yeah.
You know?
As best as you
can. And I say travel early. Yeah.
I agree with travel early.
We had a funny flight. We flew to Seattle when I was pregnant with Claire.
Mm-hmm.
And we had like a 5 and a 3-year-old or 2-year-old, mm-hmm. something like that. And I fell asleep on the flight because we did like a 6 a.m.er.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. I don't know why the kids were around me. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And Gloria started writing with a pen mm-hmm. on the
on the tray
because I fell asleep. I woke up. I was like, oh no,
you vandal!
Incredible. I remember when first time we flew with Joel. It's when I don't remember how old he was, but it's when Joel discovered Sprite.
Yes.
We just kept giving him Sprite.
We were like, how about this? Then it was the bubbles in his throat.
He was like a toddler, and he's like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever had. All he had had was like breast milk and water. Maybe the occasional juice. Godspeed to you. What was your stranger? You had a stranger danger.
I did. So I was at a craft store, and they had all the Valentine's decor and stuff like on sale. And I was just chatting with the cashier
mm-hmm.
and about how the Valentine's decor was like on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, I was able to snatch up. It makes me laugh. I was able to snatch up these bowls.
This is the employee.
There are these. Yeah. She's really nice. She had these white bowls with red hearts on them.
Yeah.
And she goes, right? We're like, yeah, cool, Valentine's decor. And then she goes, they're heavy, which is good because we have pet rats and they knock the bowls over. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And I did not see that coming.
No, how we could you?
Valentine's decor to pet rats. And it just really cracked
Amazing.
Me up.
Wow. All right.
It She's is a really nice person.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have pet rats.
No.
So.
No, man. It, like, if you've ever had mice and rats in your house, you're like, I'm good.
No.
No.
No, no, no. Those get yeah. in the walls.
I can see how.
All over.
Listen, I can see how.
Haunt me at night.
Yes. I can see how a domesticated mouse is cute.
Like, well, yeah, I guess they're rats
maybe.
Are really social and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a mouse. Mickey
rats
mouse?
Are?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, Ratatouille's a rat.
Well, of course, yeah. They're the same. Don't.
Okay. Andy.
All right.
As a former rat owner.
Yeah.
I will say
Rush was a tortoise, not a turtle. Okay. Did it have a big shell and was green? Thanks for that clarification.
Keeping us honest over
yeah.
there.
Whatever I can do to help.
Yeah, no, thank you for. I know you. You have a circus at your home.
I do.
Yeah, that's very funny. That yeah. would be your. I mean, that's the equivalent of the spider to me. When people have like, you know, spider pets.
Yes.
Or the, you
yes.
know, like I mean, this yeah. is my. I literally have nightmares
Joel,
about these. You got yeah. a bat too.
Joel has a classmate. They breed spiders in their garage.
Oh, God. No, yeah. thank you.
Everybody breeds spiders in their garage.
Yeah, it turns out.
But they have, like, thousands.
Yeah.
I think they
how
sell
do you get
them.
That, how do you get that shut down? I'd rather live next to a meth lab.
Heard about a little movie in the 90s?
Yeah, arachnophobia, baby. Oh, can't God. Be...
She brought some of them to school in, like, fifth grade.
Gosh, man.
The teacher was pumped. Anyway,
I don't even want to talk about it. It makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
No.
Listen, I don't. We have the exact pets that are perfect for us. I, you know, one day I'll be able to write a bit about how I'm also very uncomfortable around dogs. And we've talked about this before many mm-hmm. times.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, people are always like, no, he's nice. I'm like, he's nice to you.
Yeah.
He might not be nice to me. He doesn't know me. I might got a scent on him. I don't, you know, it doesn't, but.
I mean, it totally makes sense why you're not comfortable.
I have trauma. I got bit in the face by a Great Dane when I was a kid by the Scooby-Doo dog.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
You're not that person.
I smell like Scooby snacks.
Scooby-Doo gave me 40 stitches on my face.
Cannot laugh.
So, yeah, I'm not like.
He was just trying to pull off the mask.
Exactly. He's trying to pull my mask off. So I'm not, like, super comfortable. I'm not scared of them, but I'm not like, the snuggle. Let me get my face near your mouth.
The only thing that I had was one time I was petting my neighbor's dog in their backyard alone, and I got the wind knocked out of me
mm-hmm.
because the his
yeah.
leash was under me, and I
oh,
was just,
it
like,
you up? Yeah.
I thought I died.
Well, when you get your wind knocked out of you,
like,
as a kid.
For the first time.
This is
all
for
happening
me.
By myself.
Your 4 years of life is flashing before your eyes. Kirsten. That was your doll, right?
Kirsten.
Your American Girl doll.
Tell the family I loved them.
All right. I'm going to end this podcast with a simple shout out. You guys, I know you guys are like Californians. All right.
We are Californians.
We are
yes.
Black Californians.
You are a true California, and you've lived in this
native.
State longer than any state you've ever lived, because you did a 4-year stint as a child in NorCal,
mm-hmm.
and now you've been here 12 years. You're 16. Yep. So you've done 16 years. You've been 16 years you've lived in the state of California.
Probably like 15. Yeah.
We've lived here 12 years.
I don't know how long.
The Stanford stint was with your pops.
Yeah.
Well, your whole family. So you've lived here 15-ish years.
Mm-hmm.
You're 30 years old, so half your life.
Sure.
Okay, I know that, like, there's no easy. You guys, Culver's is amazing. Not enough. When people talk about the great fast food chains in America, not enough love goes to Culver's. And I know it's regional, but so is In-N-Out.
Yeah.
And so is Whataburger. And mm-hmm. so was Chick-fil-A for a long time.
Yeah.
Not enough people. You know what it is? It's a slightly better version. No. It's a classier White Castle is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's nicer. You're less likely to get stabbed, but still potentially likely to get stabbed. Like, not super
it's
likely.
Fast food.
But yeah, it's fast food.
Higher end fast food.
It's higher. It's not high end fast food.
Higher.
It's higher than White Castle.
Arby's, White Castle.
Well,
Culver's.
I will have no shade towards Arby's either. The only reason I'm associating it with White Castle is because it has blue and white. That's there.
Okay. All right.
Now that I think about it, Culver's is so good. The butter, it's butter everywhere. It's so, and I'm, mm-hmm. if of the regional ones, it's second best. It's certainly better than Whataburger. Whataburger is trash. Like, it's just not very good. Mm-hmm. And In-N-Out is, we have an affinity for In-N-Out, obviously, because we live here.
I think it's just the butter, right?
Yeah. Culver's is so good. This is a Culver. I'm getting. There's no sponsor here. This is an awareness. I'm just trying to raise awareness for Culver's, and everybody in the Midwest, particularly Wisconsin, is like, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. There are so many Culver's in Wisconsin. I kid you not. It's Starbucks. It's every exit.
Wow.
Everybody who lives in the state of Wisconsin has franchised a Culver's.
Awesome.
Every single mm-hmm. person. What's the nearest one near? How near are we to Culver's?
I couldn't tell you.
I want to know.
I've only been once.
When did you go to Culver's?
In Prescott. We got it once. Yeah.
194 miles away. It's in Arizona, of course. Lake Havasu. We're on our way. This is my plea for Culver's to come a little further west. I would go so much more. I wouldn't go. I don't go to fast food that often.
You're more likely to eat it on the road anyways.
What happened was when I toured with John,
meal.
When I toured with Wisconsin with John Christ years ago, we discovered Culver's and he texted me about it because he was in that area. And then I went to get Culver's and they got great fries.
Missouri?
They have it in Missouri.
Yeah.
And now it's in Arizona. You know where I would go is if it was one in Vegas. I could use a Culver. It's definitely good. I need to soak up some food. You know what I mean?
They got a White Castle in Vegas.
I know, but White Castle.
Kind of gross.
White Castle is so dumpy and trash. Yeah. I mean, I've got a love for it. I'm not above it. And I'll go again. But it's not. You're never eating White Castle. White Castle is really kind of like. It's like a Waffle House. It really is. Yeah. You're like, this is just...
Mm-hmm. Culver's to me looks like fast food Red Robin.
That's exactly what it is. It is a fast food Red Robin. Mm-hmm. Higher quality burgers. Not as fresh as like In-N-Out. In-N-Out's great. In-N-Out is...
Yeah, that's different.
In-N-Out works really hard to have fresh ingredients.
Anthony Bourdain's favorite restaurant was In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't freeze anything.
No.
They don't.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
I know the family that makes the buns.
Yeah.
So it's like it's... Really high quality.
The fries are inedible. We all know that. But
I love them. Yeah,
it's pretty easy to make those fries at home because they're so naturally
easy. That's it. That's the whole rant, guys. Just Culver's, please, please come west or don't, and then I'll keep having to tour Wisconsin and the Midwest. But anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. You're all the best. See you at Culver's.
All right, bye.
Hey, everybody, want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons. Thanks so much for supporting this podcast, everybody. First off is Avril Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Bonnie Galindo,
Carrie Teague,
Caroline Crimmins,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Ibling,
Demarius Diaz Stevens,
Dan and Chelsea Morell,
Daniel Owens,
Dave and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Jason White,
Jennifer Ashley Downs,
Jessica Handherand,
Joshua and Nikki Platt,
Jordan Lara,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Matt and Sam Slosdom,
Michelle Coulson,
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Carraz,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capen,
Stephen Mena,
and Tiffany Payne.
Thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of this podcast. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.